To Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert. Doug is off today, but it's a big day. It's a big day in our food world because we're going to be talking about the top 10 food trends to watch in 2012. Now, I know for a lot of you, you might be saying, you know, bacon is hot and stuff like that, but it really goes well beyond the kinds of foods that we're eating to the kinds of innovations, the changes that we're going to see. You know, 2011 brought us higher food prices, as you know, unprecedented levels, matter of fact. Crops and livestock were destroyed by global weather catastrophes. Nations are at war around the globe over the lack of food and more food recalls than ever from unique points of origin. Now, we Americans love our foods. We love them in supermarkets, on television, at restaurants, and now even on our mobile phones. We're a nation that's obsessed with food trucks, molecular gastronomy, and struggling to eat as local as we can, all of which has built a foundation for what probably, in my opinion, will be one of the most exciting and game-changing years in the food world. So let's head to the trends. Trend number one, food prices. There's little doubt that in coming years, we're going to continue to see food prices rise based on environmental conditions, as well as offsetting higher production costs. The cost of fuel, feed, packaging, food safety, coupled with a higher demand for export, all will factor into the retail price that we're going to be dealing with on our shelves. Many of the savings tactics that most shoppers deployed back in 2007, as the recession began, are still being used every time we shop. We use coupons, frequent shopper cards, shopping lists, shopping at non-traditional food stores, even trading down our choices to less expensive brands have become part of our regular routine. This year, I anticipate that we're going to see us shave costs by augmenting our recipes, by decreasing the amount of the more expensive meats and seafood, adding more non-meat proteins that are filling and less expensive, including whole wheat pastas, tofu, lentils, brown rice, and vegetables. Look for supermarkets to offer layaway plans for larger purchases, including holiday dinners that are tied into frequent shopper plans and offer bonus discounts. For example, if we put $200 in our layaway fund, the store might add a 10% bonus and resurrect those old bargain bins that our parents and our grandparents used from the department store era for deeply discounted opportunistic buys so that they can compete with dollar stores. Expect shoppers to use mobile devices to calculate a price per portion cost rather than the unit price of individual products that are listed on the shelves. Just as the younger generation uses social networking as part of their everyday lives, expect the baby boomers to be forever frugal consumers, using more coupons and searching for deals online. In fact, today, 63% of people are spending 3 hours or more per week looking for those deals. And besides saving money, perhaps this will even force Americans to finally slim down. And that would be some fabulous news. So what we're going to do today, and we're going to open up the phones in just a couple minutes, is we're going to talk about food trends. What do you think is hot? What do you think is not hot? And what are the trends that you would like to see that perhaps hasn't happened yet? So give us a call, 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-8255. And let's talk about trends. What trends are going to happen for next year? So my trend number two is never shop or eat alone again. The rise of food blogs has set a foundation for group food experiences. Food trucks are tweeting their locations and flash food raves assemble underground at midnight. And it's not about the food. It's about connection, conversation, and a sense of community. It's estimated that 30% of today's U.S. workforce is made up of independents. As a result, they have a greater desire to have a shared food experience. Let's meet and eat, if you will. Apps like Foursquare, Gowalla, Living Social, and Yelp have shown how group is better than self. And we can expect to see superfood apps that bring previously unknown people together with common likes to eat, to prepare, and to shop together. Organic and coordinated through these apps, these communities will emerge based on specific channels of their food interests. Could be raw food, it could be beef lovers, vegan lovers, Greek foods, even gluten-free folks, versus the old communities that were built around similar demographics or socioeconomic traits. One key to success will be embracing low-so FOMO, mobile marketing enhanced by the location, social, and camera features of mobile devices. We can expect the fact that the next app updates will include social rewards for those groups who, frankly, shop together, much like the original concept of warehouse clubs, offering steep discounts for its members. What do you think? Are you one of those people who go to restaurants and take a picture of the foods that you eat and then put it on Facebook or Twitter? 800-510-8255. Share the trends that are affecting your lives when it comes to shopping in the supermarket and what you're eating. Trend number three, one that I think a lot of our listeners can relate to, is the baby boomers keep right on trucking. This generation of 76 million baby boomers who started turning 65 years old last year will control 52% of the total $706 billion spent on groceries by 2015. Now, this makes this group the largest food influencers and purchasers, the baby boom generation, and that's people who are today aged 48 to 65, is expected to have a much longer average lifespan, 74.1 years for men and 79.5 years for women. And as a result, are becoming more interested in the foods and beverages that offer them the health and wellness benefits. Now, nostalgia is also going to play a key role with this generation. Expect to see more icons. We've already seen Cheech and Chong, who are now hawking Fiber One bars. Pan Am, 60s music tracks, all things baby boomers will lead this generation to new and old brands and basically into the supermarket. Boomers are much more brand and store loyal than millennials and other generations. Expect supermarkets to cater to the baby boomers, not only by offering the foods, beverages, and services to satisfy their growing interest and their need for help, but to take a good look at the physical shopping experiences to make sure that we have wide aisles, lower those shelves, and most importantly, to make those baby boomers feel welcome and respected. Because what we're going to do is we're going to see the supermarket change. We're going to see baby boomers change. We're going to see everybody change, and we're going to head to the phones. What do you think about the trends for this year? 800-510-8255. Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Oh, good morning, sir. This is Shepard.
Hey, Shepard, how are you?
Oh, I'm just better than I deserve, actually. But well, I have to tell you,
I think you deserve to be good.
Well, yeah, I would say so as well. I just wanted to throw out a few comments here. First off, I came from a family. My father was a World War II veteran. Mother was a civilian worker for the Navy. And after World War II, things went pretty well. My parents bought only brand name this or that. And by the time my father had to retire, well, let's just say they were not very good stewards of their money. I mean, they retired almost penniless. And I learned a lot of lessons from that. I would always try store brands or generic brands. If I liked them, great. If I didn't, I never used them again. But the thing is, I'll just give you another example here. I was able to afford cars that, you know, I could have bought a a fairly expensive luxury sports car years ago, I decided not to. I bought an entry-level car, and that's all I have ever bought. The point of it is that I got laid off from my job in 2009. I had to find another one. Suffered an injury, couldn't do industrial work anymore. The point that I'm making is, to this day, the only debt that my wife and I have is our mortgage. We have three paid-for vehicles. We have virtually no credit card debt. And a lot of it is due to our shopping habits. I've often been criticized and chided by my coworkers that I buy store brands and generics and that I don't buy coffee at the big coffee outlets. I brew my own and bring it in the thermos. You know, and people would call me, so cheap. They used to say, well, I don't want to say what they used to say. I can't repeat that on
Shepard,
the radio.
Yeah, but Shepard, just remember something. You had the last laugh.
Because
you don't have any debt. You know, all these other folks are probably scrambling to pay off their credit card bills and everything else, and you're sitting there smiling.
So I'm sitting here with I still have my mortgage. I lost my first wife. I got married again. I lost a lot of money, with my 401k. But the only debt I have, is my mortgage.
Now, Shepard, stay right there. We got to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to continue to talk. I'm Phil Lempert. This is Good Day Weekend. We'll be right back with more and your calls after this.
Get extra savings and extra hours at Macy's Extra Special Sale. 20 to 60% savings, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Outerwear for all, 35 to 65% off. Cashmere sweaters for him and her, 50% off. All Keurig single-serve brewers, 30% off. Shop early till 11 p.m. at Macy's Extra Special Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Store hours vary.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm gonna say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, letting you know that you are a terrific piece of art. Yes, you are a terrific piece of art, because just think about your personality, everything that goes into it, the wonderful color that you have, the wonderful feelings that you have, the wonderful emotions that you provoke every time somebody sees you and you see yourself. Now, what happens in an art museum with a terrific piece of art? Does it just hang there? No. It is always framed. So the question for today is, how are you framing yourself? How are you framing your physique? How are you framing your physical body? How are you framing your mind? How are you framing everything that goes around that wonderful piece of art? There is nothing in a museum that hangs without a frame. You should create a frame for yourself to show off, to attract people, to get them to smile, to have them get that emotion that is you as a terrific piece of art. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert. Give us a call, 800-510-8255. We're talking to Shepard about how shopping smart is actually giving him the last laugh from a lot of people who are way in debt. And even though the economy has rebounded a little bit, I'm still seeing people very concerned. So, Shepard, we only have about a minute left before the break. So tell us, when you look at 2012, excuse me, what's going to be the most important thing for you? We'll be right back with that answer after this.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough off to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I miss you, and I'm being good.
Michael is being so tacky with our music today. Oh, honey. Well, Carolyn Harrington, who's a holistic health practitioner and founder of Maddie's Healthy Products, is here to talk about honey, of course. Carolyn, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Phil.
Don't you think that's tacky that Michael played, you know,
and
the
honey,
song Honey?
I miss you.
It sounds like an old song, bringing back the old songs, a retro song, right?
Exactly. That's Michael. That's Michael. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. So welcome to Good Day Weekend. It's, you know, wintertime. People are getting ready for the flu. People are getting ready to get sick. I know that sounds horrible, but what can we do to really prevent the flu season? And you know, so many people, I'm not a person who gets flu shots. I've never gotten a flu shot in my life. And these people just get so panicked. And my premise, and I could be wrong about this, but if you eat healthy and you're exercising and you're living a life, yeah, you're going to get sick, but it's not going to be one of these devastating, you know, colds or illnesses. Am I right, or am I just fooling myself?
No, that's exactly right. I always say that your immune system is like a muscle, and you really have to almost exercise it. And one of the ways is by exercising and eating right. I mean, sugar plays such an important role with your immune system. If you stay away from the sugar, the processed sugar, sugar will actually cripple an immune system for hours after you eat it. So by eating right, eating raw foods a lot, you know, incorporating them into your diet, the fruits and vegetables, and exercising, and let those small illnesses, you know, the common cold and stuff, let them come, because it'll actually exercise your immune system and make it stronger, so that when the bigger one comes, your immune system is strong and can fight it off. So it's really about healthy lifestyle.
You know, I want to talk about sugar for a second. You know, the dietary guidelines, just about everybody knows that we Americans consume way too much sugar. We've got this sweet tooth that I don't know how it's evolved generation after generation. But, you know, I see people, and I happen to love coffee. Doug is not a coffee drinker, but I love my coffee. And I just drink it black. I'll see people who add 3, 4, 5 sugars to their coffee. And I really feel like going up to them and tapping them on the shoulder and saying, why are you drinking coffee? Why you just add, you know, sugar to water or something? How did we get, you know, so much of a sweet tooth?
Oh, I know. I agree with that. It seems like not only the coffees, but those sodas that the children are drinking, mm-hmm. the teens. I mean, they go to some of these gas stations and get those big gulps, And it used to be when we were young, you'd have a soda with pizza on Fridays or something. Now they're drinking them daily, and it's really has such a detrimental effect on our health, especially since there's alternatives. There's stevia and xylitol that don't have the same effect as sugar. So there's other healthy alternatives you can do.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought up stevia, because I happen to be a big fan of stevia. However, you know, we taste test products every week, and this review will come out probably in about 3 or 4 weeks, I guess. I do them that far ahead. I just tasted a new stevia that added inulin to it, and it's actually sweeter than the normal stevia. And as part of my review, I said, you know, it's a great product, certainly so much better than artificial sweeteners that are out there. This is the way to go if you have a sweet tooth. But why can't we, you know, pull back on the sweet tooth? Why can't we change, you know, the way we're tasting our food? Why does sugars of any kind, you know, high fructose corn syrup or regular beet or cane sugar, have to be added to things like ketchup or pasta sauce or whatever else? We can't even taste what these foods are supposed to taste like anymore.
Exactly. It's almost sinister the way they have added it to the processed food. And what it has done is I think we have all become addicted to it. So mm-hmm. the more you have, the more your body almost wants. And so by having processed food like that and having the sugars in them, your body has just grown accustomed to them. So that's why we try to eat very little processed foods and stay more to the whole foods. Something as close to nature as possible is always what I recommend.
So Carolyn, I want to talk. We've got about a minute left, but we're going to take a break. Then when we come back, I want to talk a lot more about honey. But, you know, give me the one-minute version of why honey is important. Then after the break, we'll go into it a lot more.
Well, honey is one of those powerhouses in the food realm. It has been around for thousands of years, been documented for hundreds of years as to its capabilities, and it just never goes bad. So it's got low water activity level, high acidity level that gives it these antioxidant and antibiotic properties, and there's just so much you can do with honey that it's just a natural thing.
Okay. Carolyn Harrington is with us, holistic health practitioner and founder of Maddie's Healthy Products. You can check it out at Maddie, that's MATYSHP.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about honey and then the rest of the trends for 2012 and also your calls at 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-8255. If you've got a question for Carolyn or want to talk about the trends or just say howdy, we're here for that. I'm Phil Limpert. This is Good Day Weekend. We'll be right back with more after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, Carolyn, you've got to help me, you know, get Michael off this honey music thing. Right?
Not much I can do from
okay.
this end.
So, we're talking about honey. Also, there's been a lot of talk, probably over the past 2 or 3 years, about the honeybee situation, that it's declining. It could be disappearing. In fact, I think it was Albert Einstein who said, and I might get this wrong, but that if the honeybees ever, you know, leave the planet, if they're extinct, we've got about 18 months left and the whole world implodes because they're that important. Where do we sit with honeybees these days?
Well, the latest news that I got is they're doing a lot of research on it, and they've come up with some proposed reasons why, whether it's what they're feeding the bees. I've heard that they were starting to feed them the high fructose corn syrup type product.
No, really?
Yes, and so the bees are not as healthy. Other things are they becoming susceptible to some bacterial infections. So they're really working hard on it as far as doing a lot of research, and hopefully they'll find out pretty soon.
I'm gonna do some of my own research on Monday. If in fact they are feeding honeybees high fructose corn syrup, the world is over. I mean, it's bad enough that the Corn Refiners Association is trying to get the name changed from high fructose corn syrup to corn sugar, thinking that we as consumers are stupid enough to not understand that it's the same thing.
Right.
If they're feeding honey. Okay. So give me, in the few minutes that we've got left, give me what we should be doing this winter season with honey to make sure that, you know, we can build up our immunity as best as possible.
Well, honey has such high antioxidant properties. There's phenolic acids, and they've actually done studies in the University of California in Davis that said by just taking honey each day, it will increase the antioxidant properties in your blood sugar, which obviously...
Now, does it have to be like raw honey or whatever else, or can it just be the honey that we buy in the supermarket that's 100% honey?
I don't think it matters as much. Raw honey is obviously much better for you because it hasn't been processed. And I think many grocery stores around the country are now selling the raw honey. It's good to get honey that's local because that'll also help for allergies. And it, by slow, you know, the pollen in the honey from local honeys will help with your allergies for the season. And it's, you know, it even helps with blood sugar, and mixing it with a little bit of cinnamon will help regulate blood sugar. Another thing that honey does is it's got so much sugar in it. There's about a 50-50 fructose to glucose. So what it does is that glucose gives you an immediate energy boost. The fructose gives you a sustained energy boost. So it keeps your energy levels pretty stable throughout the day. So as far as a food product, everybody should be eating it every day.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, Carolyn, again, give us your website, and if people want to know more information about honey and just everything holistic about living better, smarter, let us know where we can go.
You can go to MattysHP.com. It's M-A-T-Y-S-H-P, and that's for MattysHealthyProducts.com.
Terrific. Well, Carolyn, have a great holiday season, and we're going to take your advice. Take some honey, and all of us are going to get through till the sun comes back out in April.
Thank you very much for having me. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too, Carolyn. So we're going to open up the phones. We're going to go back to our trends. Number one, 800-510-8255. Don't forget to give us a call. Let us know what you think some of the biggest trends are going to be in the supermarket. And trend number four, and Doug is the epitome of this one, an increased emphasis on the farm-to-fork journey. Now, we've become increasingly interested in knowing where our food come from, which is why 2012 is going to bring us an added emphasis to a different kind of food celebrity, the farmer. Last year, we saw sales flourish among grocery retailers who jumped on the movement among consumers to buy local. In this age of transparency, interest in the farm-to-fork journey has grown immensely. It's been inspired in part by food safety scares, and more importantly, a desire to know how the food we're serving our families is actually being produced. This year, we're going to see more farmers get in on the action. A growing number of farmers are leading the conversation by using blogs and social media to bring the story of the American farmer to consumers. According to the American Farm Bureau's 2010 Young Farmers and Ranchers survey, nearly 99% of farmers and ranchers that are aged between 18 and 35 have access to and use the internet. Nearly three quarters of those have a Facebook page. In addition, 10% use Twitter, 12% post YouTube videos, and 77% of those who were surveyed view this type of social communication as an important part of their jobs as farmers and ranchers. In September of this year, the United States Farmers and Ranchers Alliance launched an annual $11 million program that's designed to open the dialogue with consumers. Expect to see more advertising and TV programs starring these real food experts versus the actors pretending to know their foods. Chefs are out and farmers are in. Probably the fifth trend is the most important and going to evoke the most change. And it's what I call the end of the checkout lane. Now, many of us are learning to appreciate the tech-savvy nature of self-checkouts, comparing prices at nearby retailers, cell phone scanners, in-store interactive media devices, QR codes, RFID, and mobile coupons. State-of-the-art retailers are now delivering on the promise of independent, efficient, and information-rich store visits. Supermarket retailers are faced with a problem. The GS1 data bar standards are impending, and barcode scanners need to be updated, which is going to be a huge investment for them, tens of millions of dollars. At the same time, chains including Walmart and Macy's are pushing suppliers to add RFID chips to individual items. Then there's the Google Wallet and other mobile device apps that will allow shoppers not only the opportunity to find out nutritional, allergy, and country of origin information on products, but also allow them to receive special offers, electronic coupons, flash sales, and to check out themselves. For many shoppers, high-tech adds to personalization with suggested purchases and targeted offers based on their history in the store, which is typically delivered in a very functional manner. A change is about to happen where high-tech meets high-touch in a warm and friendly way that reinforces a central community nature and feel of the supermarket. Imagine this. You're going to be walking up and down the aisle using your cell phone to check out as you go. And you're going to scan a barcode. And when you scan that barcode, a coupon will be delivered. Or your frequent shopper card program will kick in and offer yet another discount. And if you don't believe me, just think back to the last time you actually saw a phone booth. Trend number 6, the ethnic food revolution. Now, food trucks are replacing gourmet and specialty stores as the channel to experiment and discover new food experiences. When was the last time any of us were in a gourmet store, by the way? Especially when it comes to ethnic foods. More often than not, these ethnic food trucks are actually manned by the descendants of the actual cuisine and culture being offered, with the ability and knowledge to share the heritage and the romance of the food, a benefit that many shoppers have come to enjoy and expect from shopping at farmers markets for produce. They've opened access to these foods that they feel passionate about, and they've removed intimidation and expense from the experience of consumer trial, paving the way for food companies and retailers to bring to market the authentic ethnic cuisine, the recipes and the ingredients in a much more convenient and affordable way. For example, what about pupusas, which some claim is the most authentic and traditional food from El Salvador? It's grilled corn masa patties that are hand-shaped and stuffed with cheese and different fillings. And why am I bringing it up? Well, that was the winning dish from this year's Vendy Awards, the Food Truck Awards that took place in New York. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more food trends. We've got three more, and I want to hear what you think are going to be the hottest trends of the year. 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-8255. I'm Phil Lempert, and this is Good Day Weekend.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did. GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Travis Stork, ER physician and co-host of The Doctors, is educating people on the link between cholesterol and heart health and how diet and exercise may help.
A lot of us are walking around with high cholesterol and we don't even know it. We're making 200-plus health-related decisions every day, and many of those do affect our heart health, our cholesterol levels. So there are some things we can do. Oats have something called beta-glucan. That's a soluble fiber that when it gets in your gut, it forms a gel-like substance that almost acts like a sponge when it comes to cholesterol and helps you eliminate it naturally. So whether it's a bowl of oatmeal or a bowl of whole grain oat cereal like Cheerios, you can help improve your cholesterol profile.
3 grams of soluble fiber daily from whole grain oat foods in a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease. Cheerios has 1 gram per serving. To learn more about heart health and how Cheerios cereal may help lower cholesterol, visit Cheerios.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lampert. We're talking about the trends for 2012. It's the time of the year where just about everybody, including us, come up with our predictions for the coming year. So what are your predictions? What do you think is going to happen? Clearly, we're in a very different place than ever before. The economy seems to be coming back, but people are still very cautious. We've got dirtier air, dirtier water, less people who want to be farmers. It's actually predicted by the United Nations that we're going to see food prices increase for the next 11 years. We also have those pundits out there saying that, hey, by the year 2050, population is going to double, and there's no way that we're going to be able to feed everybody. So the food industry is in a quandary, and we've all got to work together to figure out how to feed ourselves and how to feed the rest of the planet at the same time. So it's a new world. It's a new food world, if you would, and that's why we're talking about the trends. Let's bring it back to trend number 7, which is the new role of the male shopper. Now, you might remember a few years ago, there was all talk about the metrosexual, those hip millennials who dressed great, who really knew about food and faded from our interest really quickly. This time, the new male shopper, it's all about dad and family. After surveying 1,000 professional fathers from Fortune 500 companies in 4 different industries, Boston College Center for Work and Family found that today's dads associate being a good father just as much with the role of effective caregiver as their traditional role of breadwinner. These men want to be engaged parents and successful professionals. They find conflicts as they try to achieve both objectives. Because of the economy, more men are actually working at home. The good news for them is that studies suggest a link between husbands who help out at home and happier relationships. And according to the Wall Street Journal, and I quote, for husbands and wives alike, the more housework you do, the more often you're likely to have sex with your spouse. And that's when they're not burning calories while they're cooking. Because according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 41% of men are now doing the food preparation as compared to just about half that amount in 2003. And what's interesting is we're also starting to see a new demographic of young dads who want to cook with their kids. So that leads us to trend number 8, which is what I call extreme home cooking. You've seen extreme couponing? Forget about it. That's over. It's extreme home cooking, and it's about eating at home. Someone out there is going to eat all those home-cooked foods that the men are preparing. So get ready for yet another slowdown at restaurants. With continued pressure on the economy, more men and more women are choosing to eat at home to save money. Now, think of it as extreme home cooking, where following the lead of extreme couponers, these everyday cooks pride themselves on making the most for the least. Campaigns like Slow Food USA's $5 Meal Challenge pave the way for a new group of recipes that put the focus on price and taste over convenience. Look for food groups to form that cook together, crowdsourcing in the kitchen, if you will, with the same primary focus on cost, shopping, cooking, eating, and storing leftovers in bulk. New definition for value meals, if you would, which would extend to quantity discounts at fast food establishments and other restaurants that offer a sizable discount based on the number of people who eat together. Instead of senior discounts, think party of 5 discounts. This is Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert. We'll be right back with our last 2 trends after this. And want to know what your trends are for the year, too. 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-8255. give us your thoughts about how you're going to save, how you're going to eat better, and how you're going to be healthier in the coming year.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert, and we're talking about the trends for 2012. And we're up to trend number 9. There's 10 trends, and we want to know what you think are going to be the hottest trends as well. Trend number 9, how sweet it isn't. Back to what we were just talking about a little while ago about sugars. Earlier this year, the latest update on the Dietary Guidelines for Americans was released. And one recommendation actually surprised many people, reducing the amount of added sugars of all kinds, especially in soft drinks. Sugar had been an ingredient that has been in the center of a lot of debate, whether it's a proposed soda tax or changing the name of high fructose corn syrup, or even one of the main culprits in the latest research into food addiction. It is a hot topic. According to the American Heart Association, adult consumption of added sugars has been on the rise since the 1980s, a whopping 51% for both men and women. Look this year for reduced sugar products to be the biggest health claim for 2012, along with a revised Nutrition Facts panel. Nutrition Facts currently lists the amount of total sugars per serving, but it does not indicate whether the sugars are added, whether they occur naturally, or a combination of both. Sugars are sugars. Sugar, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, or even honey. Once it enters the body in terms of its caloric significance, but whether it's naturally occurring or added is the actual game changer. The effect of consuming foods with naturally occurring sugars like fruits or vegetables, milk, or grain products is very different than adding sugars, because sugars occurring in their natural state come packaged with the added benefits of vitamins, minerals, fiber, antioxidants, and phytochemicals that whole foods provide. Too often, added sugars are empty calories, and they've got no benefit to our health. The new label that we're hoping for will finally bring clarity and change. What do you think? Let's head to the phones. Denise, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Thank you.
So what
the
do you think? The hottest food trend for 2012
is a commercial that says studies have been done in high fructose corn syrup and any other sugar are all the same, and I would like to know what you say about that.
It is all the same. Basically, we just consume way too much sugar. And the problem is that so many of our products that we buy that have added sugars to it, we don't even know. You know, ketchup is a perfect example of that. A lot of the pasta sauces that are out there, because we as Americans just love sweet. And, you know, when you look at these stats from the American Heart Association that we have increased our sugar consumption by over 50% in just about 20 years, we've got a problem. And if you look around and you look at all of our waistlines, you know, something's making us fat. And it's not just, you know, by nature or evolution. It's that we're eating way too much. We're eating way too much products with sugar. We're eating way too much sodium. What do you think?
Why were some people making high fructose corn syrup sound like it was worse than any other sugar?
Well, there's two reasons. Number one, and I've looked at the data very carefully. The number one thing to realize is high fructose corn syrup is not addictive. Even though there's a lot of people out there saying that it's more addictive than sugar, it really isn't. The reason that high fructose corn syrup is such a problem is it's less expensive than sugar. So as a result of that, a lot of these food companies are able to add it to their products. So let me go back to ketchup, for example. You know, different tomatoes have different acidity levels. So when you're making ketchup or pasta sauce, you've got to balance the recipe. Well, if you add high fructose corn syrup, you don't have to balance the recipe. It just hides just about everything that's out there. So it's really the fact that it's so much less expensive than sugar that it can be added to so many products very easily.
Oh, okay.
But we want to eliminate all kinds of sugars, right?
Yeah.
Do you like sugar? You're not one of those people
sugar.
That add like four things of sugar to your coffee, do you?
Well, I don't drink coffee, and I use Splenda instead of sugar.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
You don't like Splenda either, do you?
I'm not a big fan of Splenda. Splenda actually goes through a chlorine bath to change the molecular structure of it. So try stevia. I think you'll like stevia better. So thanks so much for giving us a call. I'm Phil Lempert. This is Good Day Weekend. Trend number 10, real quick, because we're almost out of time, is the sound of food. What do you mean, the sound of food? Well, you're going to have to go to the website, GoodDayWeekend.com, to find out what I mean by the sound of food.
Does being over